I don't know when I fell in love with Ed Cooper. Scratch that. I do know. I was 13, and my brother brought his friend back from basic training. Ed was tall, sweet, and had red hair. Red hair. I've always had a thing for guys with red hair. Okay, it all sort of started with Ed, but I'd always found redheads attractive. While friends were drooling over Harry Potter, who was out as an infatuation because he shares a name with my brother, I was crushing on the Weasley twins. Not Ron, because, well, he's Ron and he whines, and I don't like whiners. Also, why would I ever want a boyfriend who thought a rat was a good companion pet, and said pet wasn't really a rat? But I digress. Back to my infatuation. Ed Cooper, delectable ginger. Now that I'm within spitting distance of my 30s, I realize it's a little stupid to be this infatuated with a man who treats me like his little sister. Wait, does that say something about me? Ew, don't go there. My infatuation has gotten worse with each passing year. It isn't like I haven't had dates or that I'm pining away saving my virginity for him. I've had sex, lots of it. Okay, not a lot, only with two guys, and it was pretty boring with both of them. I'm not a virgin, which was the point of my comment. See, Ed Cooper just isn't only the man I've been in love with for 15 years. He's a baker. A cupcake baker. And not just any cupcake baker. He's considered one of the top bakers in San Antonio. 5 days a week, he creates sugary, decadent treats. I call him my own personal ginger Jesus.